GPS users map the nation's most congested cities. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm Tim Nelson, in for John Gordon. The company that makes TomTom Global Positioning System, or GPS, navigation devices says it's getting some of the most complete and up-to-date information ever on the nation's roads. And now it's ranking them.
And there's some surprises.
Margot Delagna is a spokeswoman for TeleAtlas, a digital map company and subsidiary of TomTom.
I mean, you would never think Seattle would be the most congested city in the continental United States, or for that matter, Minneapolis. St. Paul would be down at the number 30 spot.
Here's how the system works. TomTom devices drop the digital equivalent of a breadcrumb into an onboard database every 5 seconds, marking where the device goes. When users connect the units to desktop software, most of them also allow the device to upload anonymous breadcrumbs onto the company's servers. The company applies algorithms and GIS software to the data from thousands of users and comes up with a map. The software can also compare posted speed limits on any given stretch of road with how fast the TomTom devices actually traveled through the area. TeleAtlas says with millions of GPS units out traveling around, the company has daily data on every major road in the U.S. TeleAtlas can analyze the information and push the data back out to GPS users to alert them to traffic trends in their area. Again, Margot Delagna.
What we're seeing now are GPS devices that have, you know, live information in them, historic information in them. It's using a lot of intelligence and imagery and a lot of other content to really give you the best possible experience and the fastest possible route.
That kind of detailed information just hasn't been around before, according to David Schrank. He's a co-author of the annual Urban Mobility Report from the Texas Transportation Institute at Texas A&M. His study is considered a gold standard of traffic scholarship.
Over the last 3, 4, 5 years, the majority of this GPS data was on fleet vehicles, whether it was trucks or utility vehicles or perhaps transit vehicles, but it was not necessarily passenger cars. And just in the last year or two, they have started getting more passenger car data, and so they're starting to mine that data now as well.
But more data isn't necessarily good data. Schrank says many of the commercial GPS providers look at only a single factor when considering congestion, that's speed. Traffic scholars, though, say that transportation is more complex than simply how fast the cars are going down a stretch of road at any given time. Some cities, for instance, restrict freeway entrances with ramp meters. Traffic may be moving swiftly on the road itself, but motorists could be facing long delays to get to the highway. The volume of vehicles on the road is also a key factor in traffic delays and what the Texas Transportation Institute bases its estimates on. That and other factors may explain why the Transportation Institute's reports are different from GPS data. In their most recent annual report, for instance, Seattle barely cracked the top 20 for most hours of delay per year, and more than a dozen urban areas rank better than the Twin Cities. But Schrank says crowdsourcing with a GPS still has a lot of potential.
Literally every day there's a new application and a new potential development for this kind of probe data.
A link to the findings by TeleAtlas is on our site, futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense, and I'm Tim Nelson.